Introducing the wonderful, the beautiful, the effervescent, fluorescent vessel of truth, love, and gratitude, I give you Nicolette Rich.
Masculine energy. Hello, guys. This is Nicolette back with another episode. And today we are going to be talking about masculine energy. As some of you know, last week we talked about feminine energy. So this week, it's only right to make sure that we balance things out. So we're going to start with masculinity, the definition of masculinity. And essentially, that is a variation of characteristics and traits that are typically regarded to men, okay? As I've said last week, as well as on previous episodes, it is very important for us to understand that we encompass all energies, all energy in general. And just like women have both masculine and feminine energy, men also have both masculine and feminine energy. So like last week, this week I'm going to talk about my top five traits or characteristics, however you want to call it, that I feel hone into a variety of adjectives that describe what masculine energy is. Because it's interesting, like when you look up feminine energy or masculine energy, there are just multiple adjectives, but how you express it, how you identify with it, is going to be up to you. So that's the reason why I just decided to pick my top five. But yeah, and another cool thing about masculine energy for me is that I, growing up, always felt more like I have more masculine than other girls. I didn't really understand that. I just knew that there was a difference. But then there were other things that would make me more girly, or, you know, that would allow me to see that I did possess this feminine energy. Like, my favorite color has always been pink. You know, I used to play with Barbie dolls. I loved looking cute, but I also had preferences on what, where those areas, you know, like where I was going to be cute at. I didn't want to stand out in certain places. I was very strategic about it. It's so interesting. But yeah, so it's like I grew up just having these issues around this masculine energy that was coming up. And obviously at the time I wasn't calling it that, but you know, I understood that there was a difference, but I didn't know what that meant. You know, I thought maybe I was gay when I was pretty young, but that still didn't exactly help me understand who I was. Like, I also knew that I definitely wanted a boyfriend, but it's like boys would call me manly, and you know, I just felt so displaced. And so as I've gotten older and come into my womanhood, I've just learned that I have a pretty equal balance of masculine and feminine energy. And so after all of those years of fucking trials and tribulations, I've finally figured out how to, you know, just lead with both of those and not feel like I can't be too, you know, manlike, if you will, or too womanlike. I've learned how to balance them out. I'm very classy and poised in ways. And then I also, you know, feel more like a man in ways in terms of my approach and how I talk very directly and things. So, you know, we all have a balance and we have to figure out how it best suits us. So jumping right into it, number one is action. Action is absolutely led by masculine energy. It's just doing, right? You don't talk about it, you just be about it. Number two is driven. Now, I thought that this one was good for masculine energy because women have the compassion and the fuel to this driving force. But the masculine energy is actually what is allowing things to move, right? It's allowing things to progress. Masculine energy definitely is surrounded by willpower. Number three is focus. It's so important that we understand that the masculine energy is what allows us to keep our eyes on the prize, right? There's the action there. there's the driven there, and then you got your focus. So it's all about, like, it really too, if you look at masculine energy, it does parallel with business, just like the definition of business and the idea around how business has been created, specifically in capitalism. But put it this way, it's not ironic to see that there are so many male figures that have always appeared to be the most suitable, if you will, for leadership roles and management roles. And yes, masculine energy definitely helps that environment, but there's absolutely nothing that we can truly do without the feminine energies, creativity, and the nurturing and the empathy, you know, just creating a good working environment. Because even though masculine energy allows for things to get done, right, goals to be met, it's very goal oriented as well, the driven, the action, the focus, even though you're going to get shit done, you're not going to be able to keep going at the same rate with the same excitement and enthusiasm. You're not going to be able to get forward or to get much further, rather, without feminine energy. You got to have both. Okay. Number four, that is structured. Structured is all about having a plan, right? It could be organized months ahead of time. You know, it's very structured, just like we were talking about with feminine energy being more fluid and going with the flow. Masculine energy definitely takes order. That's the main thing here. Structured, ordered, planned in advance. That's why a lot of times there is going to be more uproar and things not going the way as planned when there's a person that's led by their masculine energy versus a person that's led by their feminine energy, which again has that understanding and that knowing that, yeah, shit's not gonna go the way planned, so let's just move forward. Versus with masculine energy, sometimes it's like, why the fuck will it not be going as planned? You know, what can we do to keep it on track? And it's like, no, sometimes we have to stray away from the plan. It does not mean that the goal will be changed, right? So that's another thing too. Masculine and feminine energy is not supposed to be opposing parties. It's just opposite energies in terms of the way that they act, essentially getting us to the same result, to the same goal, okay? And our last trait for masculine energy is power. This is all about willpower, okay? This can also lead to leadership, to confidence. All of, you know, this to me is just like having the capacity to do something. It's a little greater than action because anybody can do something, right? Anybody. But power is all about influence. You know, it's setting a standard, raising the bar, having that confidence that is needed in order to continue to do something in a particular way, or leadership. As I was saying, you're leading with this willpower, with this capacity that might just be higher than the people that you're leading, but that does not mean that those people won't ever surpass where you are, which is another reason why feminine energy is so important. When you have feminine energy and you're able to balance both masculine and feminine energy, there's less of the ego overpowering you. Just like if you are still or too stuck, rather, in your feminine energy, the ego can definitely dominate. So we have to learn how to balance these things out. So that's the reason why I thought it was important to take the time out to expound on the differences between masculine and feminine energy. And as I said before, it does not matter if you're a woman or a man, you possess both masculine and feminine energies. And I just hope that listening to these two episodes, you would be able to find comfort in what your energy can create for you in your life. All right. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. I am spreading unconditional love wherever you are.